Welcome to the ALUX.com podcast. The place where future billionaires come to get inspired. Today's topic is 15 stupid things society wants you to do. Society wants you to conform. Society is wrong. Don't go through life living by their rules and regret being unhappy and unfulfilled. By the end of this video, you'll have a checklist to pay close attention to. Here are 15 stupid things society wants you to do. Let's go. Number 1. Follow the majority. The problem with that is, majority looks for consensus. Individuals look for the truth. The top performers, those who excel, those that push against the status quo, those who build the future are not members of the majority. They're at the fringe extremes. The majority isn't happy, they're just complacent. In order for you to be able to find success, you have to go to move away from the middle to the extreme. Number 2, be financially stupid. When they said money makes the world go round, they weren't kidding. The entire world economy relies on consumption. The planet doesn't have a money problem. There's more than enough money for everyone because money is an imaginary concept we invented that we protect with our ideologies and our warfare. They want you to struggle financially because when you struggle, you'll put up with hardships that go against your needs for fulfillment as they get overridden by your need for survival. A very small portion of the population has learned the rules of money and have made sure to leverage them for personal gain. Money is the number one tool society keeps its subjects enslaved with. Number 3. Live on the weekend. For some reason, the largest portion of the population has been brainwashed into thinking that living 2 out of the 7 days in a week is a phenomenal deal. The rest, you should grind. That's 28% of your healthy and awake time. If you deduct the number of hours you spend sleeping, which is a third of your life, deduct the times eating, cleaning, transiting, and more, you begin to realize that you're trading your life for an imaginary concept of survival. They trick the majority of you into working hard and paying them just enough so they can survive to next week where they need to work again. You're not supposed to work on the weekend. You're not supposed to live a hard and repetitive life. If you only get one, why not make it count? Number 4. Respect your elders as a default. This is one of the relics of the past, where the elders of the tribe have dealt with the most dangerous predators and can share their wisdom with the young ones. We have a problem with respect as a default setting, for respect is earned, not demanded. It's funny how in modern-day society we think of people 70 and 80 years old as senile and unable to care for themselves, yet we allow 70 and 80-year-olds to dictate the laws on which the future is being written on. Barely surviving in a world that offers survival in exchange for conformity isn't something that sits well with us, nor do we think it should be praised. The paradox is, every successful elder got to where they are in life by not settling for mediocrity, and now that they have the power, they'll do everything in their power to keep things unchanged. This applies to everyone in power, not just old people. If they benefit from the status quo, they don't want you to mess with it. Number 5. Stop learning after school. They told you to get educated, so they put you between four walls with other people. The only thing you have in common with them is your date of manufacturing. They don't care about educating you. They don't care about getting the most out of you. They don't care about feeding your potential. They want obedience. They want you to ask permission to go to the bathroom. They want you to not be a creative problem solver. Instead, they want you to learn their way of solving a problem because that's the way they're comfortable with. You see, school was never about education. It was about indoctrination. They made up a version of history that they can be proud of, and they never told you about the dirt they swept under the rug. They designed it based on the needs of factories, so when you're out, you're just as replaceable as a part of their ever-moving mechanism. Schools don't want you to learn. They want you to obey. The only way to escape the education trap is to learn on your own. People spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on fake education when most of the truly valuable information is out there for cheap or even free. Every success we've had in life is the result of self-study, mentorships, and a continuous learning mentality. The most important part of your real education is learning how to learn. Last week, we announced the official launch of Learning Mastery, our premium learning experience that's open for enrollment at alux.com/learn for 1 week only. There's 24 hours left on the clock to get in if you haven't already. This experience will teach you the most valuable skill in your arsenal. Go through it and see how transformative it is. If we don't deliver on our promise, you get all of your money back, no questions asked. Go to alux.com/learn right now and use the promo code ALUXER and get 25% off at checkout. Take learning into your hands right now. Number 6. Go into debt. to go to college, to buy a house, to buy a car, to buy food. They don't want you to have money. They want you to borrow some from them so you can pay it back with interest. Here's something that will blow your mind away. If you decide to take a 30-year loan to buy a $200,000 property at a 5.9% interest rate, by the time your 30 years have passed, you would have paid $429,364.60. That's the $200,000 they lend you and the $229,364.60 as interest. And that is why banks are so damn rich. But what if you have money and let's say you put $200,000 in the bank? What would that look like in 30 years? We checked with the top three banks in the US. Bank of America is offering 0.01% per year interest. On a $200,000 deposit to your savings account, at the end of the 30 years compounded, you'll have $200,600.87. That's correct. You'll have made $600 in 30 years for lending your $200,000 to the bank. Oh, and we forgot to mention they actually charge an $8 management fee every month, which adds up to around $3,000 over the course of those 30 years. Feel free to check all this out for yourself. The average national rate for savings accounts is 0.06% APY. We're living in times where real inflation is at over 5%. In 30 years, that $200,000 you put in the bank will have less than half of the purchasing power it has today. Yet they encourage the general population to go into debt, knowing exactly what they're doing. They're keeping you poor, hooked and disciplined by design. If you don't work the job you hate, we'll take your house. If that's not control, we don't know what is. This isn't a Sunday motivational video. This is a wake-up call. Number 7. Sacrifice for your country. This is a tough one, especially in today's context, where more and more information comes to light how countries sacrifice their own in order to serve material purposes. They want you to care about a country that doesn't care about you. You're not the objective. The quality of your life isn't the end goal of these countries that require the ultimate sacrifice. They want you to die on their battlefields, but neglect the wounded who survive and come home. They want you to die on foreign soils for material benefits. The US is a phenomenal example. About 241,000 people have been killed in the Afghanistan and Pakistan war zone since 2001. More than 71,000 of those killed have been civilians. An estimated $4 to $6 trillion of your taxpayer money has been spent on this nation-building project. It took the US 30 years to replace the Taliban with, well, the Taliban. People in higher offices go to war without having any skin in the game. Others are suffering and dying based on their decisions. The military is an obvious example, but we're seeing examples of no skin in the game decisions in other areas as well. More recently, the attempt Texas made at turning the Handmaid's Tale into reality. They want to control your body. They want to maintain population control, especially since population decline is going to be one of the biggest problems 20 to 30 years from now. We're living in weird times, Aluxers, and it might be a good idea to have a backup plan in place in case things keep going in this direction. Number 8. Be offended. Society wants people to be outraged by the little things so they're not bothered while they're pushing their big things through the agenda. Society has become so focused on what they portray that the truth rubs people the wrong way. It's all a game of showing off how woke you are. Society gets a sense of purpose fighting trivial battles. Karens all over the world are not vigilantes for irrelevance. Being offended on behalf of someone else who wasn't offended in the first place sounds a lot like a you problem. This is fueled by social studies and this new age of academia. When a society no longer has to deal with real conflict, it creates its own conflict just to keep itself busy. Number 9. Be scared. Keeping in touch with the previous theme, the media wants you scared. Why? Because scared people are willing to trade their freedom for security, and security means control. Society always provides a reason to be scared. Open up any mainstream news anytime you want, and you'll find something that's threatening your future, be it a dictator, be it the pandemic, the Taliban. The more scared a population is, the more divided it is. They're tracking you online. They track your phones. They use facial recognition cameras to track who you are and who you meet, and they want to track your purchasing power. We spend the majority of our time online with all of our data exposed. If you want to take that freedom back, we strongly recommend you start protecting yourself online. Go to alux.com/VPN and with a single click, hide your personal information from all the media companies that have made billions off your data. We personally use NordVPN, and they're offering to support our community with, hands down, the best deal available. It's definitely worth the small upfront cost. Number 10. Let the government take care of you. We'll live in a world where the quality of life will be determined by your relationship to the government. Stimulus checks were a trial run for UBI, Universal Basic Income. They know he who controls the flow of money controls the narrative. People would rather stay at home and get 75% of their income than go and work their hard and boring jobs. The more control the government has over your existence, the more secure it feels in its ambitions. China is a perfect example of this, with the number of people working for state-owned companies increasing year by year. Their goal was always to separate the worker from the means of production. The problem we have with this dependence on the state and UBI is that we believe it could lead to a possible societal collapse. When people are dependent on others for their livelihood, it's just a matter of time until the majority of the population starts voting for the candidate who says they'll give them more. And this will spiral out of control until an eventual collapse. Number 11. Hide your problems. Society doesn't care that you're depressed, that you've been abused, that you've struggled with stuff. It's just part of the culture. Why are you so sad? Stop being so sad. Society is toxic when it comes to everything that has to do with emotions or your mental state, mainly because for decades we've had external problems to deal with, like wars and plagues and intruders. But with that part of the equation mostly under control, we can finally begin to address these issues. But the more you observe it, the more you realize that society isn't treating mental illness the same way it treats physical illness, mostly because at large, mental illness isn't fully understood. You wouldn't say to someone having their hand cut off to just try a little harder, or someone with cancer to man up. Society has taught you to keep things private, not to air your dirty laundry, because that would bring shame, and that's where it gets tricky. People would rather not be ashamed than have their problems solved. All of your problems are like an ever-growing dragon that you keep sheltering inside. Eventually, that dragon will devour you and all of those you care about. Find help and fix yourself, for society at large doesn't care what happens to you. Number 12. Buy material things and follow trends. We're a consumer-based society, and you already know that. The way this crazy system we have in place keeps going is if you just buy more stuff. When the pandemic hit and the entire economy came to a standstill, their only tool to save the world for an impending collapse was to simply give out money for free so people would start buying things again. They printed money and gave it out to everyone. Just buy shit or we'll all starve to death. Everything has become about consumption. How much money can we extract from you on a regular basis? This week, the blue hat is in fashion. Next week, it's going to be the green one. We've gotten to the point where children shame other children for not affording overpriced goods. Marketing determines culture. We set the trends, we get you to go buy things, and then we change the trends so you buy some more. It's their way of giving you a purpose through consumption, a feeling that you matter. Number 13. Fit your stereotype. Society wants you to be unidimensional. At large, maybe society isn't racist, but it is elitist. This means they consider themselves superior. You can't do what I do because what I do is hard, which makes me important. Society has a fragile ego, and the only way to progress is to shatter it. Be more than they think you can be. If they build roads to lead you to places you don't want to go, make your own road. Show them who and how powerful you are. You're destined for greatness, while they settled into a predetermined path. You're not running the same race as everyone else. You're running your own and towards something they can't even see. Do it for yourself, and in the process, you'll prove all of them wrong. Number 14. Judge your position in the social hierarchy based on social media. Social media has been the most toxic thing to arise at a time when the social identity of the masses has hit peak fragility. They got rich off your data. They sold it to advertisers. They sold it to politicians. They manipulated the narrative with it so that you obey. In this new world, your worth is determined by your social media numbers. Social media is status. The problem is your status. Your position in society is at the mercy of the algorithms and at the fingertips of the tech elite. We live in the age of the geek, and the geeks have coded themselves onto the throne. Never has this been more clear than when Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook decided to ban the then President of the United States, Donald Trump, from the public forum. We have no horse in the game of politics, but censorship, even if used against your opponent, is a dangerous sign. If you can silence the king, you are the king. Number 15. Have your shit together by the time you're 20. Last thing on our list is the idea you should have your life figured out as early as possible. You should conform as early as possible. That way, society knows you're one of them. This stems from the flawed idea that life is univariable, an outdated idea of a singular identity, a singular job, a singular skill, and a monolithic life. Modern day shattered this idea. While your parents used to have 1 to 3 jobs during their entire lives, our generation will have 10 to 15. We are more diverse, we master more than one skill, and we're competitive. We reinvent ourselves alongside technology that our generation creates. We fix the problems the old generation left behind. Everything outdated is replaced by the new. It's completely okay to have kids after 30 or even in your 40s. It's okay to not want kids at all. Everyone is living their own life, so focus on yours. You don't have to have it all figured out because you don't have all the data. Figure out this part of your life and allow yourself to flow into the next one. If their life was like a movie, this generation's life is more like a multi-season TV show. Let's see what happens and we'll write the script as we go along. Okay, now that all the casuals have left the video, it's time for the bonus we reserved for the true Aluxers. They'll come after you if you stand out. They don't like different, and different becomes an easy target because it gives them something to focus on. You don't blend in with the crowd. In order to maintain their monotonous reality, they have to drive you out. They'll say you're crazy. They'll say that you're not going to make it. They'll wish and pray that your efforts will be in vain and you'll collapse, proving that mediocrity is the safe way. The last thing they want is for you to educate yourself out of the cage they've built themselves into. They love polishing their cage and decorating it with trivial things while making peace with the idea of living their entire lives in captivity. But some of us aren't meant to live in captivity. This is not a cage that can contain our potential, our drive, our hunger for more. You are an agent of change. Your family's legacy changes direction with you. You'll be the first to escape the cage and build your own future. You're not like everyone else. You're not average, and you should never settle for their mediocre reality. If you believe you can escape your current reality through education, Learning Mastery closes its doors in just a few hours. Go to alux.com/learn and use the promo code NOTAVERAGE at checkout. You'll get $100 off. This $100 is on us for all the support you've shown us so far. Let's break out of the cage, Aluxers. See you in the private mastermind group. This was a great podcast today, wasn't it? Thank you for spending some time with us and taking another step toward improving the way you look at life. If you're hungry for more, you can always go to our website, alux.com, or subscribe to us on YouTube. The entire alux.com team wishes you a very productive day.